might be a good weekend to stay inside and read a book, right, Elena from Napa Book Mine?
Yes, indeed it is.
How's that for a segue, huh? Yeah, that's why I get the big bucks. So it's our book talk show, and you have some local authors, some events coming up. Let's get right into it.
Yeah, we're kind of nearing the end of our event season as we go into the holidays. So I just wanted to mention a few that are coming up. I talked about Hillary Halmsey's Apple Pie Promises. She is a local author, and this is a middle grade novel, so that's great for girls aged 8 to 12 or anybody who likes just a sweet middle grade book, which they're kind of a breath of fresh air, which I think we all need right now in a lot of ways. She's going to be at the Oxbow shop tomorrow from 1 to 3, so I wanted to mention that. And then on Sunday, we have local author Lenore Hirsch, who is debuting two new books. She'll be at the Pearl Street shop at 4 o'clock this Sunday, the 18th. We've had a couple events with Lenore. She's been a part of our bookstore family for, I think, since pretty much the beginning, so it's always exciting to have her back. She had a long career in education as a teacher and administrator, and she writes pretty much across the board. She's written features for The Register, short stories, poetry, memoir, humor, food and travel pieces. She published her dog's memoir, My Leash on Life, back in 2013. It's really cute. And she's got two books that she's debuting on Sunday. The first is a book of poetry called Leaving, in a simple style that nevertheless reveals feeling and depth. Lenore explores her world. She includes poems about nature, special places she's visited, the political process, relationships, grief, and loss. Readers will relate to these themes, her exploration of her own motivation, sense of humor, and delight in playing with words. The second book is called Laugh and Live, Advice for Aging Boomers. The first baby boomers are now 70 years old. The first generation into fitness and free love is facing the inevitable breakdowns that come with age, forgetting things, aching joints, being treated like doddering fools by those who don't know them better. The solution, take a look at yourself and laugh. This book will make you smile at your own lapses, will help you appreciate that you still have a lot going on, and will offer advice you may find useful. Have some coffee, get a dog, listen to your music. This is a fun read for anyone past the age of 50 or for younger folks who wonder what all the complaining is about. And a perfect birthday gift or holiday gift for boomers that you love. So, again, two wonderful local authors coming. One at the Oxbow shop tomorrow for middle graders, and then Lenore on Sunday at 4 for her new books at the Pearl Street shop.
Very good. Keeping it very, very intense, hopping.
Yeah.
and the fun continues on Monday?
On Monday, a couple of weeks from now. I wanted to mention
that's the book
is already out.
Yeah.
On December 3rd, so that I believe is Monday, 2 weeks from the upcoming Monday.
There we go.
So I'll mention it again. But it's The Browns of California by Miriam Powell. Now, this is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist panoramic history of California and its impact on the nation from the gold rush to Silicon Valley, told through the lens of the family dynasty that led the state for nearly a quarter century. Even in the land of reinvention, the story is really exceptional. Pat Brown, the beloved father who presided over California during an era of unmatched expansion, and then Jerry Brown, the cerebral and iconoclastic son who became the youngest governor in modern times, and then returned three decades later as the oldest. In The Browns of California, Powell weaves a narrative history that spans four generations, from August Schuckman, the Prussian immigrant who crossed the plains in 1852 and settled on a Northern California ranch, his great-grandson, Jerry Brown, who reclaimed his family homestead 140 years later. Through the prism of their lives, we gain an essential understanding of California, an appreciation of the history and importance of the fifth-largest economy in the world. It's a magisterial story that is enhanced by dozens of striking photos, many of which are published for the first time in this book, and drawn from extensive personal interviews with the Brown family. The book gives new insights to those steeped in California history, offering a corrective for those who confuse stereotypes and legend for fact, opens new vistas for readers familiar with only the sketchiest outlines of a place habitually viewed from afar with a mix of envy and awe, disdain, and fascination. Miriam Powell is the author of The Crusades of Cesar Chavez, a biography, which was a National Book Critics Circle Award finalist and winner of the California Book Award, and The Union of Their Dreams, which is also about Cesar Chavez's work. She's, again, a Pulitzer Prize-winning editor and reporter who spent 25 years at Newsday in the Los Angeles Times and lives in Southern California. So this is definitely a great book for anybody who has been in California for a while or maybe who's recently arrived here, wants to learn a little bit more about the history of the state. And she'll be speaking at the library on Monday, December 3rd at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's good stuff. We all need to understand our history. And we also need fiction, so let's look at that one next.
Daisy Johnston's new novel, Everything Under, is getting really fantastic reviews. She's the author of a short story collection called Fen, which was a staff pick with a couple of our booksellers and has sold for us really well. And our staffers who have read that one have read Everything Under, her novel, and say it's even better. The establishment seems to agree. It was shortlisted for the Man Booker, and she's won a bunch of short story prizes as well. So this is a new novelist. Someone to get to know. She's, I think, going to do a lot of interesting things as she keeps writing. This particular book is an eerie, watery reimagining of the Oedipus myth set on the canals of Oxford. Main character is Gretel, a lexicographer by trade, and as such, she knows that the dictionary doesn't contain every word. She grew up on a houseboat with her mother, wandering the canals of Oxford and speaking a private language of their own invention. But her mother disappeared when Gretel was a teen, abandoning her to foster care, and Gretel just tried to move on, spending her days updating dictionary entries. One phone call from her mother is all it takes for the past to come rushing back. To find her, Gretel will have to recover buried memories of her final fateful winter on the canal. A runaway boy had found community and shelter with them, and all three were haunted by their past and stalked by an ominous creature lurking in the canal, which Gretel named the Bonnick. Everything and nothing at once, the Bonnick was Gretel's name for the thing that she feared most, and now that she's searching for her mother, she'll have to face it. This is an electrifying reinterpretation of a classical myth, exploring questions of fate and free will, gender fluidity, and fractured family relationships. Everything Under is a daring, moving story that will leave you unsettled and unstrung. And I think unsettled is a really good word for it. That's why everybody who's read this so far has told me. So if you want something a little funky and creepy, Everything Under by Daisy Johnston is the thing to pick up next.
Okay, very good. On to our selection for the cooking and wine category.
There's a new book that just came out called Ramen Otaku, Mastering Ramen at Home by Sarah Gavigan. And I wanted to talk about it because ramen, it seems to only be getting more and more popular as time goes on, but making it is really daunting. You know, there are ingredients, tools, techniques that are ubiquitous in Asia that are harder to find here. So it's really exciting to find a cookbook that's focused on making ramen super accessible to American cooks. And I think it could be a really great holiday gift for anybody who is obsessed with ramen, and there are a lot of us out there. Sarah is a fourth-generation Nashvillian and was a music executive in L.A. for 20 years before she moved back to Nashville and then missed all of this ramen that she could get everywhere in L.A. She learned how to make it and then opened her first restaurant, Pop Nashville, in 2014 and then followed it by Otaku Ramen in 2015. She decided that she wanted to make this because she missed all that ramen back in L.A., but recognized that it's not easy to make for a lot of American chefs. So she dedicated herself to mastering the sometimes secretive way art of ramen making. She's Italian-American, born and raised in the South, very unlikely as an otaku. And an otaku, loosely translated, is basically like a ramen geek. And while her knowledge of ramen is rooted in tradition, her methods and philosophies are modern. So often it can be a little shrouded in mystery, but her recipes here, and there are about 40, a little bit more than 40, are accessible to the home cook who wants to learn about it. But sometimes we'd rather make a quick stock in a pressure cooker rather than labor over that of liquid for like 24 hours, which is how a lot of people make ramen in these old shops that have been around for like hundreds of years. So this strips the mystique from ramen making, but embraces the history of it, its magic, and gives you an opportunity to make it in your American home kitchen. So I think that's pretty exciting for those of us who really love ramen.
Yeah, I mean, is that love, does that grow out of the, you know, $6 for $1 packages, though? Is that where it starts?
Maybe. It might start there. I hope not.
The survival of every, you know, poor college student in America counts on $6 for $1. Okay. Lastly, it's something for the kids.
This is a young adult series I wanted to talk about because the first two books, Six of Crows and Crooked Kingdom, are now out in paperback. So they make kind of a cute little bundle if you want to buy something for a teen this Christmas. It's by Leigh Bardugo, and I'm going to just read the review that our bookseller Kelsey wrote about it because she is, like, obsessed with this series, and I just love her review. So she says, "I'll admit it, when I was a teenager, I was a book snob. I was in honors English and AP Lit, and after reading Twilight at the behest of a friend who claimed it was the best book ever, it wrote off the YA genre altogether as poorly written drivel full of flat characters and contrived love triangles. This attitude persisted until I picked up Six of Crows after hearing the buzz it had generated and continues to generate since its release 3 years ago, and was immediately shocked at the depth of the characters, skillful writing, and expansive world-building. Best described as a fantasy heist novel, Six of Crows and its sequel, Crooked Kingdom, follow a ragtag band of outlaws, some magically gifted and some not, as they embark on an Ocean's Eleven-style heist of epic proportions. While the magical elements and high-stakes action sequences kept me reading long into the night, what really has me singing Bardugo's praises is her realistic and honest portrayal of relationships. YA is full of romantic relationships that blend from a flatly uninteresting meet-cute that somehow equals true love, of a toxic blend of the Mary Sue and the otherworldly boy who is abusive in the name of protecting her. Unfortunately, these tend to overshadow, if not drive, the plot of those books. In Six of Crows, not only does romance take a backseat to the plot, but it's also portrayed as something that needs to be worked on and evolved over time. Fans of V.E. Schwab will love this duology no matter their age." And I do think that's an important point, is that you don't have to be a teenager to read this kind of thing, especially when the writing is this good. Any age, if you enjoy fantasy, if you enjoy a good heist, this is going to be a fun read for you. And again, they are both out in paperback now. So if you want to get a little bundle for the teen or just the fantasy lover in your life, highly recommend that you pick up Six of Crows and Crooked Kingdom by Leigh Bardugo.
All right. All great information from Elena at Napa Book Mine, and you'll find them, the Book Mine folks, on the Pearl Street downtown and the Oxbow Market and over at the library, not at the college, hosting events, and you guys are just really tearing it up.
We're trying.
All right. Thanks for your time today. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
And good Thanksgiving, because we'll be off next week. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Elena. It's 8:23. And on the way next, well, we've got a variety of news stories we haven't talked about yet. Bunch of stuff to get into in the last 35 minutes of today's show. Stick around. We'll embark on it after these messages.
If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up, too, with over 300 cubic feet of space.